Good morning, Travis.
Hi, is Greg there?
No, he's not. Could I take a message?
Is there someone else there that helps Greg Gibson with the business finances, like office manager, CFO?
I'm the office manager.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't catch your name.
Christina?
Mm-hmm. My name is Olivia. I'm with the Bank of Cardiff, and I was just following up on a pre-approved finance offer that our bank mailed out to your business about two and a half weeks ago. Basically, it was based on some financing you guys did with a SunTrust, and so based on that, we were able, and your GMB credit profile, we were able to pre-approve you for equipment financing and working capital up to $250,000. Just kind of just wanted to see what you had in the pipeline where you might need some financing.
No, not really. I mean, we have a line of credit that we never use. We've had it for 10 years.
Okay.
So, we work with a lot of contractors and government jobs, so we pretty much get money beforehand to pay for vendors. So.
Oh, even with the government?
Most of the time, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh.
We don't work unless we got some money.
Mark, they have some customers, and they work with do some government contracts, and it's like, you know, sometimes net 90.
Oh, I mean, we've been there. I'm not saying it don't happen, but for the most part, I got it on an organized schedule.
Oh, perfect. So is your line of credit with SunTrust then?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. How long have you guys been banking with them?
17 years.
Oh, wow. Long time.
Mm-hmm.
So would you say, like, they satisfy, like, all of your business needs and wants?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, how are sales this year? You guys doing pretty good?
Yep, we've had a good year.
Nice. What are you on pace for?
$3.2 million.
Oh, wow, you guys are doing awesome. Are you guys doing anything differently from last year?
No, just more jobs, that's all.
More jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Is there like a busy time of year, or is it pretty steady throughout the year?
I would say now would be our busy time of year.
Oh, okay. And did the hurricane affect you guys at all?
No.
Oh, okay. I was just kind of curious if, like, people up there were, you know, going down south to take on some of that additional work that seems like it's going to be all over.
Yes, it will be, but no.
Okay. So how do you guys, like, prepare for the busy season? Is it just marketing that you guys do?
We just bid jobs. I mean, we're on every contractor bidding list in Maryland, D.C., and Virginia.
Oh, so then when you guys bid, is it like residential, commercial, or both?
Commercial.
Oh, all commercial? Okay, mm-hmm. Okay. And you guys are payment beforehand?
Sometimes. I mean, not always, but for the most part, yes.
Okay, so you guys probably...
If not, we're pulling for our first application within, you know, a week or two of the job.
Oh, okay, so you guys don't ever really run into cash flow problems while waiting for payment?
Not usually, no.
Okay, that's good. And you, how long have you guys been in business?
19 years.
Oh, wow. Oh, so that 17 out of the 19 was SunTrust.
Yeah. Actually, and I think whoever it was before was bought out by SunTrust. I can't really remember.
Okay. So, yeah, I mean, banks get bought out all the time.
Yeah.
That makes sense. So it sounds like you guys are growing then.
Yes. Yep.
Nice. Do you know what your growth has been for, like, the past 2 years?
Not on the top of my head, I don't.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. It's just, it sounds like everything is going really well for you guys. I mean, you guys are doing great, $3.2 million in sales. You're probably on par for that, or you're on pace for that this year. Been working with SunTrust for 17 years. You guys do commercial. Sounds like you guys have figured out how to make sure you don't run into cash flow problems for payment.
So far.
Yeah. What would you say gives you guys, like, the edge over your competitors?
Well, I mean, we're union, so basically we can pull guys and drop guys whenever we want. So if we don't need a full payroll to have that overhead, we don't. Like, for instance, we hired 15 guys 4 weeks ago, but they'll all be gone before Christmas. They'll all be gone before Thanksgiving.
So I don't think I've ever done and, like, worked with in a union myself. So are union workers basically almost like temp workers?
For example, let's say you pull 10 guys. Out of those 10 guys, we might keep one. The rest of them are just floaters, and that's how they that's how they live their lives. They go from job to job. You know, they always, in the union, you go in the union hall, you go on the bench. And if you don't, you know, you just constantly come back. So if it's slow and there isn't any work, like when the economy was really bad several years ago, you sat on the bench for, you know, probably 6 months. But now they don't have that. So we funnel guys in and out. So we might get shitty, you know, 8 shitty guys, but we get one guy out of it.
Oh, interesting.
And that's basically how he is run. So most of the guys that are with us have been with, most of them have been with us since the beginning.
Okay.
And we just pick up one, you know, here or there. So we have pretty good long-term employees, but you can pull in temporary union employees to fill whatever your needs are for that job.
Oh, nice. And then so if they're really awesome, then you're like, yeah, we're going to keep you. But if they're total crap, you're just
they're gone.
No.
They're gone.
And you can get rid of them in like a day. It's not like a contract. Like you're on this project for a few weeks or...
Normally when you put in for the union, you have to request for a couple of weeks, but some guys could be with us 2 weeks, they could be with us 2 months, just depends on the job.
Okay, but if, like, let's say you do it for, like, 3 weeks, and the guy, day one sucks, can you let him, like, just go back to the bench?
Yep, absolutely, he's gone.
Wow, that's awesome.
There's no love lost with most of them. I don't do that crap, but Greg does. I don't hire and fire.
No.
Nope.
That's funny. Well, I mean, it's kind of cool to get a glimpse into that world. And so when they're in the union and they're benched, do they still get paid?
No.
So, okay. So it's just basically like you have to be good and you have to work. And if you suck, that's everything.
Yep.
Oh, I guess it sounds like pretty good for you guys.
It is. I mean, it's a good way to run the company when that's how your business runs. You can either be really small and have your core, you know, 8 guys, or you can have 28 guys.
Yeah. And then that's perfect, too, because if you have a project that's a little bit bigger, you can handle it that way. Mm-hmm. So then when you guys, like, let's say you do have a bigger project coming up, how do you guys pay the union guys? Is it just like hourly? Is it beforehand? Is it just kind of like as the work is done?
They get paid hourly, just like any other employee.
Okay. And then so normally do you guys like ever have issues with like hiring them or the budget for them? Or is that all kind of like taken care of with the project since you get paid before the project starts?
It really just depends on the project.
Okay. Sounds interesting. Is there like a typical time of year you guys like evaluate like your equipment or capital needs?
No, not really.
Okay, just kind of like on an as-needed basis.
Yep. Or when something breaks.
Yeah, that makes sense. Did you guys take on any new equipment this year?
No, not really.
Okay. Could a new piece of equipment make you guys more money?
Could what?
Could a new piece of equipment generate more revenue for you guys?
No, not really. I mean, we subcontract anything out that's big.
Oh, okay. So that just makes more sense, like, economically and financially to subcontract it out?
Yep.
Okay. That makes sense. So then there's nothing on your wish list?
No. Mm-mm. Well, I mean, I guess there could be something always on somebody's wish list.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. So if we could, like unlock like 10-15% of your gross annual sales. Is there anything you could do with that?
I mean, my boss is tighter than I don't know what. It's just he does not like to spend money he doesn't have to, and he doesn't like to owe anybody.
Okay, that makes sense. But does he ever take advantage of Section 179 at all?
Not that I know of.
Mm-mm. Okay. All right. Well, I mean, it sounds like everything's going pretty good here. You guys have been working with SunTrust for a while, and you got your cash flow issues. You don't have cash flow issues because you get most of your projects to pay beforehand. You know, if anything ever comes up, is there like an email address I can just send you my contact information so you have it on file?
It's CBTRIPHASE. So CBTRIPHASE. At gmail.com.
Perfect. I'll go ahead and send you this. And, you know, if anything ever comes up, like, you know, you guys need to hire more union guys to do a bigger project, or if you ever don't want to subcontract out a big project, we can definitely help you.
All right. I'll keep that in mind.
All right. Thanks, Christina.
You're welcome.
Have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.